This is Geek News Central. My name is Kirk Corliss, filling in for Todd Cochran. Coming up, Julian Assange arrested. Jeff Bezos challenges retailers. LinkedIn reactions, which begs question, why? Netflix turns to print, which again begs question, why? Plus, plenty of Google and Android news, those stories and more. I want to welcome you to episode 1360 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, April 11th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. Support the show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider. I want to give a big warm welcome to all the longtime listeners of the podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for staying subscribed. I want to give a big warm welcome to the new listeners. Thanks for tuning in. And if you are a new listener to this podcast, we would like you to visit geeknewscentral.com to subscribe to subscribe to the podcast, and you can do so be it on Apple Podcasts, Android, email, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, and Stitcher. Excuse me, Spotify or RSS feed, and get the words out. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, click on more subscribe options. It'll show you how to get that taken care of for you and how to subscribe to the podcast. Further down on the website, also on the right-hand side, is the newsletter. Click on the newsletter. The newsletter contains all the links that are talked about in the podcast. Also, visit geeknewscentral.com daily to read the great content from the GNC writing team has posted. Love to hear your thoughts, comments, suggestions. Want to say hi? My email address is pa@geeknewscentral.com, pa@geeknewscentral.com. I am not on Twitter, but you can follow me on Facebook. My first name is spelled K-I-R-K. My last name is spelled C-O-R-L-E-S-S. If you'd like to join us on the Slack channel, send Todd an email at geeknews@gmail.com. We'll get you taken care of on joining the chatting with all the cool kids in the back of the class. On the Slack channel, I'm usually there between Monday and Thursday evenings. Or another way to join us via chat and chatting up with the folks on the chat room, the chat. And that's at geeknews.chat. You can watch the show on the Apple TV or listen or watch on blueberry.com. If you have a Amazon Echo, Google Home, or Cortana device, you can say the keyword, whatever keyword that is. I'm not going to say them because it may set off devices. Say the keyword of that device and the words, play the podcast, Geek News Central. You can pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. Partner shows include GNC Week in Review, hosted by myself, the Gadget Professor with Mr. Don Baim, the Pro Gear site written by the world-famous GNC writing team, the New Media Show with Todd and Mr. Rob Greenlee, and Podcast Legends. Now, this show would not be possible without our good friends over at GoDaddy, who is the longest-running continuous sponsor of podcasts, and that is GoDaddy. We're at GoDaddy. Get all your GoDaddy products and services over at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. If you want to open up your own personal brand or business, a podcast, your own personal blog, brand yourself. Facebook may be okay for most, but if you want a personal brand or want to set something up for your spouse or loved one or maybe a child, always get a brand name, domain name set up. Great tools and services are available, and Todd has some great deals from you from GoDaddy.com, and they are save 30% on new product purchases. Get a .com for 99 cents, new or transfer for new customers. $1 a month economy hosting with a free domain. $1 a month managed WordPress hosting first year with a free domain, or 1 month free trial of GoDaddy website builder. Your choice of personal, business, or business plus plans. My personal choice is the managed WordPress hosting site. So I'm starting up my own blog on behind the scenes of what I do on the podcast and my own podcast of GNC Week in Review. And there's a lot of tools and I can input drop-down menus and images and links, et cetera. So it's a lot of it's great to use, and it's not very hard to set it up. But if you know on don't know how to set up a website, best thing I tell people on if you know how to cut and copy and paste, almost the same thing, but there's some great tools to be had, and it walks you through step by step and great customer service as well. So we would like to thank GoDaddy for all their support, pays Todd's bills, puts gas in the car, food on the table, mortgage, etc. It was also helping his big move to Michigan. So we thank you so much for all your support on sponsoring visiting geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Please make sure to pass along the savings and these codes to friends, family, people that you know. And thank GoDaddy.com so much for their support of the geeknewscentral.com podcast. All right. So as I mentioned a moment ago at the top, Todd is away. He is in Las Vegas and on his way via airplane to Ohio and the Blueberry Studios in Ohio. He'll be back on Monday with an episode and next Thursday's episode. With a new episode, he'll be back audio only, and video will be back, I imagine, in 2 weeks from today. So I want to take this top opportunity to thank Todd so much for allowing me to come on board on the GNC team 2 years ago. I want to thank him for allowing me to be a part on setting up being an executive producer for the podcast and putting the show together. I got a lot of joy, and it's a lot of work putting into it, but it means so much to me for being a part of it, and I look forward to being part of the podcast team, geeknewscentral.com team, for years to come. And I'll thank all the listeners out there for all their support, encouragement, bringing me along, and your kind words, your constructive criticism, etc., which I also greatly appreciate it. It means very much to me to have everyone's support. All right, so we're going to jump in the tech news this week. And if you haven't heard, this has been posted online, more likely on the news, today about Julian Assange, where he was arrested today. The British police have arrested Julian Assange after Ecuador withdrew his asylum status. The arrest was made at the Ecuadorian embassy in London, where the WikiLeaks founder has been claiming asylum since 2012. Assange was carried out of the embassy by authorities and taken into custody at a central London police station. The Assange could be heard pleading that quote, the UK must resist this attempt by the Trump administration. Police later confirmed that Assange was, quote, fraud arrested on behalf of U.S. authorities under an extradition warrant. A spokesperson for the Home Office says, quote, he is accusing the United States of America of computer-related offenses. The U.S. indictment published this morning lists a single count of conspiracy to commit computer intrusion. An extradition hearing will take place at Westminster Magistrates Court. There's a link. I'll have a link up in the show notes on the video that was taken and all the details on the arrest and opinions, etc., on what happened with Julian Assange today. In other news, Samsung's Galaxy phone, if you have $2,000 to spend, and there's an ad here, which I'm taking off, I apologize. Samsung's Galaxy phone starting tomorrow, if you're listening to this on Saturday, it's April 12th. The Galaxy Fold will be available for early reservations from Samsung, giving you the opportunity to be the first to get your hands on this new device. T-Mobile also released a statement today that the Galaxy Fold is coming on April 25th at 9 p.m. online and April 26th in select stores. The Galaxy Fold will be available in Space Silver with 512 gigabytes of storage and comes with a free carbon fiber case as well as a set of wireless Galaxy Buds. In other news in the how-to tech, I have a link up in the show notes over on lifehacker.com where you can use your Android phone as a security key to sign into websites. All Android smartphones running 7.0 or higher can now be used as a security key to log into websites. However, it's only Google's and only via Chrome for now, but this is a convenient two-factor authentication method. That's a big word, and get the word out. Since most folks have their Android phones or tablets handy even when browsing on a desktop, and will alleviate the need for dealing with other hardware tokens or authentication apps. This is a new feature that's a result of Android's recently receiving FIDO 2 and WebAuth certification. And these words, wow. So I will link up in the show notes that you can check out on how to get that set up to use your Android phone as a smart key. In his annual letter to shareholder, Amazon CEO and founder Jeff Bezos throws in a message to company's retail competitors, urging them to start a price war on the minimum wage they pay their employees. Amazon moved to a $15 minimum wage in the United States at the end of last year, though it did so with cuts to benefits and stock grants that meant some employees would end up being paid less, which then led Amazon to announce a further boost in pay to rectify the situation. He says in the statement, quote, today I challenge our top retail competitors, and he says in parentheses, you know who you are, to match our employee benefits and our $15 minimum wage. Do it. Better yet, go to $16 and throw the gauntlet back at us. It's kind of competition that will benefit everyone. So it's good that that he's putting it out there and throwing out the challenge to other retailers on upping the minimum wage. In the Verge article, noted that Target plans to bump its minimum hourly wage to $13 per hour. Walmart's minimum wage is $11 per hour. Costco is announcing a move to $15 per hour in March. So that's good on these companies, and hopefully more will follow suit. Over on CNET.com, I have a link up in the show notes for the best gaming PCs for 2019. There's a lot here, a lot listed. The cheapest option is the HP Pavilion Gaming 790 desktop. There's a other alternate budget option, the CyberPowers PCs Gamer Extreme VR. There's best for 1080p. And so on. So I have a link up in the show notes you can check out on the best gaming laptops. When I saw this article over on Netflix, on ngadget.com, there's a new Netflix series. It kind of reminded me of Anthony Bourdain, his travels on visiting various countries around the globe, eating food, having great food and great conversation. Now, from the makers of Chef's Table, each episode of Street Food focuses on one destination, Thailand, India, Taiwan, Japan, South Korea, Singapore, and Indonesia, the Philippines, and Vietnam, and showcases three or four street food celebrities, some of which do in fact have Michelin stars. The series goes beyond the food itself, exploring the passion and drive behind the colorful characters feeding the streets of Asia, from 100-year-old Mabalindu, and I'm probably mispronouncing this person's name, who serves jackfruit stew in Indonesia, to Singapore's 85-year-old noodle star, Master Tang. Also, in the link up on the show notes, I'll have a link on this is from CNET.com, smart home tech that can save you time. There's robot vacuums, there's smart speakers, smart displays, smart appliances, smart switches, etc. There's a lot here that I'm not going to go over all in detail, but I'll have a link up in the show notes that you can check out on the smart home tech that also can save you money. Over on techhive.com, there's 6 steps to solve your streaming video problems. Step 1, restart everything. Step 2, know your internet speed. Step 3, try a different streaming service. Step 4, check your streaming device's connection speed. Step 5, check your Wi-Fi connection. speed and step six, there's always consider getting a new streaming device. So I'll link up in the show notes on all the details on how to fix the streaming video. Now over on on the podcast, there's always something that I find that's unique and different, out crazy, weird. So this is kind of interesting, where this is over on CNET.com, where this Saturday is Record Store Day 2019. And I didn't know that there was a Record Store Day. And to celebrate, budget turntable manufacturer Crosley is releasing a turntable. It's a mini belt drive turntable. It's $70, which includes an AT3600 moving magnet cartridge and offers adjustable pitch control and built-in speakers. The player includes a headphone output that can be used in an aux port with the included RCA adapter. I will link up in the show notes, and it's really, really small. So I imagine you can play 45s on it. I'm not really sure, but it's pretty cool. So I'll have a link up in the show notes that you can check out. Also over on CNET.com. Now, when I saw this, this is for under LinkedIn, and I believe LinkedIn, from my understanding, is a social network that's used by executives and vice presidents and high corporate officers, so to speak. And I don't use LinkedIn. I know some people that do, but I don't understand the whole thing of it, but maybe you can email me and let me know what it's about. Now, apparently on today, LinkedIn has announced that they're going to have five reactions to let you express a wider range of emotions. Those include like, celebrate, love, insightful, and curious. Users tap and hold on the like button displayed in the post to see there are options, which are represented by emojis such as a light bulb, a heart, and two hands clapping. LinkedIn hopes the move will spur the company's more than 610 million users to engage more with posts on the site. The reaction function also gives the social network more data on how users feel about certain topics, which begs the question, one, why I think this is a ripoff from Facebook, and I believe Facebook reactions is like, love, laughter, I believe, sad, and angry. That's five. Yeah, that's five. So I don't really know why they would improve on this. Again, I don't use LinkedIn, so I like to hear from everyone. If you do use LinkedIn, would you use these features? Is it a blatant ripoff of Facebook? Couldn't they have done something differently? So I'd love to hear your thoughts and thoughts. So please send them my way at pa@geeknewscentral.com. Over on androidcentral.com, the best cheap Android smartwatches in 2019. I'll have a link up in the show notes on that. There is the durable and long-lasting, the MobiBoy TicWatch S2. There is the classic style Fossil Q Explorers Gen 3. There is the Movi TicWatch E2. And there is also one called the Misfit Vapor. I didn't know that smartwatches named that, and it's okay. So I will link up in the show notes so you can check out on the cheap smartwatches. In other news this week, now we all know that Game of Thrones is coming soon, and I have a link up in the show notes on how to get up on Game of Thrones, the best summaries, the videos, and the key episodes to watch, and it'll get their advice on their point of view, their opinion on what that is about. So I have a link up in the show notes that you can check out. Over on computerworld.com, there is four alternative Android email apps and also the reviews on them. There is Spark. There is Newton Mail. There's also Email by Edison, and there's also Spike. So I will link up in the show notes on the reviews on each email clients, the good, the bad, how much these are, et cetera, for you. As I mentioned at the top, you can listen to the podcast on Apple Podcasts. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts, thank you for tuning in and staying subscribed. Now, Apple's now testing a new web interface for Apple Podcasts. The previous design, is getting a makeover. The previous design, which mirrored the iTunes web interface binned in 2017, was a simple list of episodes, titles, and descriptions, no show notes or episode details. The new refresh is cleaner with full descriptions and dedicated pages for each podcast episode. As 9to5 Mac reports, Apple is working on a dedicated podcast app for the Mac. So these changes mark the first steps towards a much better listening experience than the currently offered as an apparent afterthought in iTunes. Now, this is another something odd, and I never realized why anyone would do this, but apparently Fox Sports lands U.S. broadcast rights to FIFA 19 esports events. I didn't know that esports was going to be televised and is a thing, so that's new to me. Fox Sports will play host to a number of FIFA 19 esports events this year. Following the EA Sports FUT Champion Cup last weekend, it will broadcast FIFA 19 Global Series events in the U.S., including this weekend's FIFA E-Nation Cup in London and the season finale FIFA E-World Cup. You can check out the E-Nations Cup live Sunday on FS2 and through the Fox Sports app from 1 p.m. Meanwhile, the Caffeine Shoeing platform, in which Fox is an investor, will broadcast Global Series events worldwide. Several streamers will offer analysis on this weekend's events in their own broadcast. Caffeine users in the U.S. can also host streams of the E-Nations Cup and watch along with their buddies and other fans. So that's again, I didn't realize Fox Sports was getting into esports for televise. I always thought that a lot of the esports being viewed by viewers is on Twitch. Todd mentioned about Lyft getting its IPO. Now, Uber is joining in. Uber released its long-awaited IPO prospectus. The company will list on the New York Stock Exchange under the symbol Uber. The company has self-reported unaudited financials for several quarters, one of the few tech giants expected to debut this year to do so. That means that the public S-1 serves less as the typical first look into financials and acts more as a contextualized official record. The Uber is expected to provide a price range for its shares later this month and go public later in May. So we'll keep an eye on that and on the price and what's going to happen next with Uber on their IPO. Over on CNET.com, I'll have a link up in the show notes on the best gaming PCs for 2019. I'll have a link of all the different desktop systems. For example, there is the cheapest option, the HP Pavilion Gaming 790 desktop. There's also the Alienware Aurora R8. And also there's a Dell Inspiron Gaming Desktop 560-80. So if you're a gamer or know someone that's a gamer, I'll have a link up in the show notes that you can check out on that. When I saw this article earlier, when I was doing the show prep this evening, this is from Engadget.com, and it's about for a TV series called Street Food that'll be on Netflix. It reminded me of Anthony Bourdain, who, you know, travels the world, going from country to country, experiencing eating different foods and having great conversation, etc. So the over on the from the makers of Chef's Table, Each episode of Street Food focuses on one destination: Thailand, India, Taiwan, Japan, South Korea, Singapore, Indonesia, the Philippines, and Vietnam, and showcases three or four local street food celebrities, some of which do in fact have Michelin stars. The series goes beyond the food itself to explain the passion and drive behind the colorful characters feeding the streets of Asia, from 100-year-old Mabao Lindu, who serves jackfruit stew in Indonesia, to Singapore's 85-year-old noodle star Master Tang. Also, I'll have a link up in the show notes on the smart home tech that can save you time. There's various devices, and I'll have a link up in the show notes, and they are like robot vacuums, smart speakers, smart displays, smart appliances, and so on. And I'll have a link on the link in the show notes that you can check out about that. Also, another how-to tech. This is over on techhive.com. There is six steps to solving your streaming video problems. I'll link up in the show notes on step-by-step on how to do that. Over also on, again, on Netflix, on Engadget.com, and this is something that turned my ear a little bit. where I didn't get this. Netflix is using a tactic, far removed from the nature of its services to make the best of its movies and TV stand out. According to Bloomberg, the streaming service publishing its own magazine to promote its stars and programs ahead of the 2019 Emmy Awards. Starting in June, the company plans to distribute copies at the events and stages for the awards show. This is ahead of the 2019 Emmy Awards. And it begs the question, why? And also the Hollywood Reporter says the service is planning to publish the magazine on a quarterly basis. Now this begs the question, why would you print a magazine in day of age? Wouldn't you want to put up on, online or through their app? Doesn't make any sense on why would Netflix print magazine, but they want to, my opinion, if they want to waste all that money for printing a magazine, be my guest. And finally, this is another one that I saw that was kind of odd and different and unique. Over on CNET.com, this Saturday, and I didn't know this, this Saturday is Record Store Day 2019. And to celebrate, a budget turntable manufacturer, Crosley, is releasing a turntable. And it's a really weird one from what they mentioned on CNET.com. The $70 RSD3 is a mini belt turntable, or quote, 8-band, which includes a AT3600 moving magnet cartridge and offers adjustable pitch control and built-in speakers. The player includes a headphone adapter that can be used in aux port with the included RCA adapter. And I have a link up in the show notes on a picture. It's very small. It's about fits in two hands, average size hands. So I imagine you can put 45s on it. But that's pretty cool. And also comes with a copy of the Foo Fighters, which I love greatly, is a great band, Big Me record. Additional 3-inch records will be available for Record Store Day and throughout 2019. Our releases include Bad Religion's My Sanity, Rancid's Ruby Soho, Cultural Abuse's Dip, The Interrupters' She's Kerosene, Jack White's Love Interruption, The White Stripes' Candy Cane Children, The Rancators' Store-Bought Bones, and Dead Weather's Be Still. So happy Record Store Day 2019, and pick up the, and you may want to check this out, you know, to each his own. And that wraps up this episode of the GeekNewsCentral.com podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in for this week. For this episode, excuse me. Again, Todd will be back on Monday. Monday's episode from the Blueberry Studios over in Ohio. Big thank you for supporting the sponsor GoDaddy at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Another great way to support the podcast is geeknewscentral.com/insider. There's a link up it's on the geeknewscentral.com/insider where you can subscribe via be an insider at the $2 level, $5, $10, $15, $20, $25, $30, $40, $50, or $60 monthly donation. It supports me, it helps me pay pays my extra income. And I appreciate the support and thank you so much for that. If you don't wish to subscribe, there's a subscribe button via PayPal. There is a link. If you wish to mail a check, you can do so. The address is on that URL at geeknewscentral.com/insider. Again, thank you so much for tuning in for this episode. Tom back on Monday for another episode of the Geek News Central podcast. Till then, I will talk to you all soon.